Ah, you're here. We can begin. This is Princess Vela, leader of the vampires of the area. She's going to be overseeing the case.
Baroness Emerald, I believe that they already know me. I certainly haven't forgotten how we met. I wish this was on a happier note, but I've come to you because you may be in hot water this time. And I don't think our friendship can get you out of this.
I know quite well, my princess. And I plan to prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that they are quite worthy of the promotions that they've been granted.
These are quite serious accusations against you, and the humans who work under you. You've put me in a difficult situation. You do understand, if you are found guilty, that it's not just you who will die, but the humans that serve you as well.
I am fully aware. I am also fully aware that the lesser vampire that works under me, that brought these charges to light, may also be working surreptitiously for another to undermine my authority. I have submitted enough evidence to warrant an investigation into that as well.
I am considering all possibilities, but as I said before, these accusations demand an investigation. I am here to hear both of your stories. Every story has two sides, just like a coin.
Of course, my princess. As you say, it is so.
Now, we can get started. Now, Baroness, you've been working with me for a long time now, and I've never seen you so generous with a human before. What makes this case so different?
Simply put, they have a level of experience and competence that vastly outweighs the original placement that they were in. As we had no openings in the organization befitting their abilities, as their paperwork and work experience stated, I placed them in a lower available position so that I was able to easier assess their competence. Then, due to circumstances and incidences out of my control, openings were made, partially thanks to their assistance.
Incidents out of your control, you say? Care to explain what you mean? You're usually able to get a problem like this back under your control very quickly, without my interference.
Yes, during the installation of surveillance tower equipment, proper safety equipment wasn't used, and thanks to that, we lost around $250,000 worth of gear. It was all due to the negligence of the team lead that the human in question was working for. We also discovered that the same team lead and several others were forging the books and embezzling money, thanks to the incident.
And how do you handle this incident?
All offending parties had their minds wiped and are now working at dead-end jobs. In fact, I believe the team lead in question is working at the 7-Eleven across the street.
Is that the only time that this has happened? Did you manage to get the stolen money back? I do find it interesting that the person who failed you is still working close by. What is your reasoning behind this?
We wanted to keep an eye on him. Most of the money was recovered, and the rest is being recovered now. The team lead in particular is paying alimony to us in recompense. The reason he's so close, and the others are so close, as I said, we wanted to keep an eye on them. It's all laid out in the plans that we previously submitted, and they were approved.
Very well. Now, human, I have some questions for you. How long have you been working with the Baroness? About a year. Now, during all this time, has the Baroness given you or others special privileges? For example, has she taken you to private meetings?
No, she means outside of business meetings and regular feetings. She means things like personal meetings and arrangements. Dates, yes.
I see. I have more questions for you, human, and then I shall ask the Baroness some questions. Now, human, how often does the Baroness feed from you?
Yes, the first time may have been in your home, but it was still a feeding. I do that with all of my new servants, and I wanted you to feel comfortable.
Has the Baroness been a fair and kind leader to you? Has she taught you how to interact with vampires of higher status and ranking than herself?
Yes, I sent out the training, but I didn't think that they would need it this soon, so I didn't check to make sure they were prepared. My apologies, Princess.
This oversight will cost you greatly. I do have one last question for you, human. What is your relationship with the Baroness? Would you lay down your life if the occasion ever arose? I see. Now, Baroness, it's your turn. What is your relationship with this particular person?
I will admit that their blood is the most pleasing to my palate of all of my servants. Because of this, I would like to see them live a long life. After all, you know how hard it is to find perfectly delicious blood.
It's good to see some things never change with you, Baroness. I do love consistencies.
As do I, Your Highness.
Now, Baroness, if the occasion ever rose, would you be able to turn the human?
If you so commanded it of me, I would do so in a heartbeat, you, my princess.
But what if I wasn't there to oversee the process? What would you do? Would you go against our laws to save them, knowing full well what would happen afterwards?
Your Highness, if this were any other setting, I would be offended and appalled that you would insinuate that I would create new vampires willy-nilly like that. You know, I would never do such a thing.
I have to see where your loyalties lie. I will not apologize for such a question. As for your loyalties, who would you save first from a final death, myself or a human?
My princess, if my sacrifice could in some way save you from your fate, I would lay down my unlife right now.
You would leave the human to die, possibly, even with how good their blood is to you?
And knowing that my fledglings that have not yet drank blood will die with me as well. Yes, I would do so.
How many of these fledglings of yours haven't drank blood yet? And why haven't they drank blood yet?
Two of them. They're a vegan couple, and they insist that they can get enough from coconut milk. I think that they're absolutely insane, though.
I have never heard of such a thing. Vegan vampires. I thought you would say that they only drink from animals. But coconut milk is far worse. It's too hard to believe that I would not be surprised if you told me that they sparkled, or better yet, that they glowed in the dark because of this coconut milk.
I tried it myself, and it felt like I had sunlight in my veins. It honestly did feel like I was sparkly and glowed for days because of it. Either way, they run their own little homeopathy store now, and they couldn't be happier. They do have some nice lotions and moisturizers, at least.
Vampire glow sticks. That's what they've become. I perhaps need to go visit these two once this matter is all sorted out. Yes, I'm sure I would love to smell like coconuts.
Princess, if I may be so bold, do you have more questions for your investigation?
Yes, a couple. Very well. Let's get back on topic. What are your work schedules for your servants? For example, what is this human's work schedule compared to its peers?
According to the reports, they've put in the normal 40 hours, plus 30 hours of overtime every week since taking over as department head. That overtime has been validated with restructuring the department with quite a few projects that have gained approval in not only theirs, but other departments. While being team lead, they averaged around 20 hours of overtime for the same reason.
As for the vampire who has accused you, have you not talked to them beforehand?
I have. Their main complaints seem to be that they feel that the promotions happened too fast, and that they should have been in the prior position for several years longer before advancement like they were, and that department heads should be vampires like them, even though the customer service department is also headed by a human.
And what is the vampire in question's work schedule like?
They average 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, no breaks, reviewing financial records and logs. They've worked for me for 37 years like this, and has been the department head of finance for around 8 years now.
So they are the ones responsible for getting the money back?
Actually, their subordinates have been. Honestly, I've gotten more complaints than anything about the whole process from them.
And how do you plan to deal with these complaints?
HR has already started a case, and I'm letting them handle it. They've told me that they've opened further investigations and that it's getting interesting, but that's all they'll tell me. Personally, I prefer HR to maintain a distance from the rest of the organization to maintain a certain accountability.
I see. Well, before I place the final judgment upon everyone, I have a little test for you and the human. This, of course, will stay only in this room. Baroness, I want you to promote the human to second in command. I would like to see how the vampire in question will react. Based on their actions, I will place judgment.
An excellent plan, Your Highness.
While the human is in second command, Baroness, I want you to keep a closer eye on the vampire in question, that and any servants that may agree with them. I expect detailed reports from the both of you until the vampire in question reacts. Any questions?
None, Your Highness. Human, I think it may be time to work out the details of some of those proposed interdepartment policy changes you proposed last month.
Very well. Then I shall take my leave. I look forward to your reports. One last thing before I go. Baroness, the next time we meet, I certainly hope it will be better terms than this.
Princess, I hope the next time we meet, it will be at the Halloween masquerade ball your mother is throwing. I look forward to it every year.
Oh, gods, don't remind me. Until then, my dear friend, good evening to you both. Guards, we are leaving. Ready my horse.
Honestly, that went better than I had hoped. She has her own agenda and rules she has to follow, so I was expecting to be removed from my position at the best. And at the worst... No, we may be friends, but I can't count on that in cases like this. I'm just glad we were able to turn the tables with all the extra evidence, and she was willing to hear us out. The proposals? Oh no, you laid them out well enough, and I already looked them over. I'll just push them out to the department heads for approval tomorrow after making the announcement of your promotion. Temporary or not, congratulations. Your assistants in your old department will have to take over as department head now. Yes, yes indeed, she does have a presence. I'm more used to it, but I can feel the strain and stress of that meeting already draining out of me. But I could really use a bite to drink as well. Do you feel up to it? This is a vampire organization. All meeting rooms have feeding and cleanup facilities connected to them. Come over here, my dear, and we can have a little fun.